Peter.
What I'm saying about stage two disease is we're seeing less efficacy than in stage three, and we're seeing additional toxicities when we try to take the step up to oxaliplatin-based regimens. But the data is less than convincing.
If we look at the MOSAIC data, which has a longer follow-up than C07, I mean, the hazard rate for stage twos, unselected for high risk or low risk, is about the same as it is for stage threes. It's in the range of 0.8 or 0.76 to 0.8. And the absolute differences at 4 years are 3.8% absolute difference for stage two and 8.7% for stage three. I think the hazard ratio is similar. Now, we don't have survival data as yet, and perhaps Peter's hypothesis will prove to be correct when we have sufficient follow-up to examine survival.
So are you a nihilist or not, Peter?
I'm a realist, not a nihilist. And that is that I think what we see is it is still open to question. There's a 25% proportional risk reduction in disease-free survival, which is the best endpoint, or you could argue the most forgiving endpoint for FOLFOX, for stage 3 disease. Now, for stage 2 disease, it is actually only 18%. With all the uncertainties involved, that could be half. The same kind of thing that we're seeing for 5-FU leucovorin-like regimens, in that they seem to be, and all the meta-analyses show this, about half as proportionally effective in stage 2 disease as stage 3 disease. And that if you apply that to survival, there's an uncertainty that that could get to be a pretty modest survival increment. And in fact, the survival increment is small. It's actually, right now, the survival increment in that trial is zero. We're not looking at the curves, but they absolutely overlay each other. So there's not even a hint of benefit in stage twos. Now, this is all underpowered, but remember that there's been a major standard of care change on the basis of this trial, which does not show a survival benefit in these patients.
Can I just clarify? I never heard somebody say the relative risk reduction in colon cancer was different in node positive and node negative. Norm, do you agree with that?
No.
Norm, why do you not feel that way?
In every NSABP trial where there has been a benefit, and we've included stage two and threes, the relative risk of that benefit has been the same in Bs and Cs. If we look at the MOSAIC trial using DFS, and that's the only endpoint we can examine at this point, we see that the hazard rate is about the same. Even if we look at C07, the formal test for interaction between nodes and the benefit of oxaliplatin is statistically not significant. So from a biologic standpoint, there is nothing to suggest that a stage 2 patient will behave any differently relative to their benefit from a given therapy than will a stage 3.